This is 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Portsmouth Police Department Youth Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Melanie Poole is now presiding. Please turn off your cell phone.
Welcome to Teen Court in Port St. Lucie. Its official name is the Juvenile Restorative Justice Initiative, and it's run by the Port St. Lucie Police Department. Melanie Poole is an attorney with Florida Rural Legal Services, but here, she's Judge Poole.
The juvenile offenders who appear before you tonight have admitted the charges against them. They have violated the laws of the state of Florida and have voluntarily chosen to come before this court to have a jury of their peers decide what sentence they should receive for their actions.
For the rest of the court session, several teens charged with retail theft take the stand. So do their parents or guardian, their first-time offenders, and they're grilled by the prosecutor, who's also a teenager.
You're sorry, is that correct?
Yes.
About what? About getting caught?
No, actually, sorry about taking what it was in mind.
Thank you. No further questions, Your Honor.
The prosecutor is Alex Campbell. He's a student at Treasure Coast Christian Academy.
Judge, even though I'm prosecution, I still believe that people do deserve a chance to explain their actions and they deserve a second chance.
Campbell says he's considering a career in forensics or law enforcement. Teen Court has defense attorneys as well. In this case, it's Shanine Soares, a graduate of Port St. Lucie High School. She spent more than 5 years participating in Teen Court. While she's enjoyed it and hopes to become an attorney, she says it is time-consuming.
It takes actually quite a few hours when it's more than two cases, so because I have to call the people and speak with them briefly and speak with their parents, and then I have to go over the questions to make sure the information is correct because I don't want to ask them a question that's inappropriate after I've spoken to them, and then I have to write the opening and closing statements.
And, of course, Teen Court also has a jury, and they deliver a sentence.
As a result of our discussion, the panel has decided to assign the following sanction: a written apology to parents and bells, 500 words essay on the effects of shoplifting.
Other sanctions can include serving on the jury in a future court, a curfew, and community service. They may also have to check in regularly with school resource officer Andy Lawler of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. He says participation in Teen Court allows participants to keep a clean record.
In this day and age, having a misdemeanor offense on a person's record can affect their future college plans, can affect future career plans, and have an incredible impact on their lives. With this opportunity, we often find that the students that participate in the program go on to do great things.
That's as long as they complete their sanctions. Alice Kenyon runs the program for the Port St. Lucie Police Department. She says those who don't complete their sentences go on to the regular court system.
I think it's a fabulous success because, you know, for the most part, these kids get caught, and getting caught feels awful, but it's a good thing because once you get caught, then you get this opportunity to think about all these things. You know, do I want to hurt my family? Do I want to ruin my future?
Of those who complete their sentence, only about 2% have problems in the future. Among those who don't, that percentage jumps to 15%. Students must be 12 or older to be attorneys or jurors in Teen Court. We'll have contact information for Alice Kenyon on our website, WQCS.org, if you know someone who'd like to be a part of Teen Court. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.